Real world reading. Messaging mania. Kids are logging on and sounding off. Will it change friendships and the English language? Do you know what these mean? WASS up arrow question mark. N2MU question mark. JC. G2GBFN. If you figured it out, you probably use instant messaging or IM. It lets people talk to each other in real time. Instant messages are typed very fast. Users usually don't slow down to capitalize or spell out words. As a result, users keep inventing shorter versions of words and IM slang. Hey, Mike. Hey, Julia, what's up? Not much. You? Not too much either. Just chillin'. Doing homework. Blah. Be right back. Shopping Diva 01. Sup, Jake? Hey, not much. Just chillin'. You? Just chillin'. Can't wait till Saturday. Why? Going to see Crazy Cats play. Hi, Tecker. Crazy Cats? No way. They are totally my favorite now. I have extra tickets. Seriously? Oh, would be great. Well, let me know as soon as possible. Julia on too, and I know she likes them. Asking now. Be right back. Mr. Popular 5000. Can you believe Jen didn't invite me to her party? She only invited 3 people. Her mom wouldn't let anyone else come. But I invited her to all my parties. So bummed. Why wasn't I invited? Maybe you should ask Jen. Why should I? If she doesn't want me at her party, I'm not speaking to her. Good Girl 109, Superstar 2003. Keyboard Nation. The internet is a quick and easy way to exchange up-to-the-minute gossip with others. Studies estimate that most IM sessions last more than half an hour. Many kids say they IM friends every day. Wrong message? Instant messaging seems to be a great tool for communication, but it can cause problems. For example, sometimes kids include negative feelings in their messages and they end up hurting someone or even losing a friend. I can express my emotions more easily without having the guilt of saying it face to face, says Oliver Davies of Palo Alto, California. Also, unlike people in face-to-face conversations, most IMers can't interpret facial expressions. This makes communication between people confusing and sometimes difficult. When a sender does not think about how the receiver might react to written words, useful communication can break down. To avoid these problems, kids should remember to only write things on IM that they would feel comfortable saying in person. Also, kids should think about how their readers might react to their words. It's about time. There are other reasons why cyber conversations aren't always good for kids. Many parents and teachers are not happy with their kids' IM habits. Spending too much time on the computer can lead to too little time exercising, playing outdoors, or studying. Julia Long of Washington says that it's hard for her son to focus on homework when he's waiting for an IM. Kids' safety is another concern. The solution to all these problems for many parents is to keep an eye on IMing. Parents may cut down their kids' time online. They may put the computer in a common area of the house. This way, they can pay more attention to the content of the online talk. IM not so bad. Researchers who study the internet say IMs are okay for kids. The researchers note that new technology often makes adults nervous. In the past, adults complained about the effects of television and video games on kids. Now they say the same thing about the internet. Most teachers get upset when IM slang and emoticons, made with punctuation marks, show up in kids' writing. The habit of writing in IM language often makes its way into essays and other places where more formal language should be used. Get the message. Here are some common IM abbreviations. BFN. Bye for now. BRB, be right back. G2G, got to go. JC, just chillin'. L8R, later. LOL, laugh out loud. NM, not much. OIC, oh, I see. RLY, really. SRY, sorry. SUP, WASS, up arrow. What's up? You are, your, or your. Some adults fear that kids won't learn correct English because of IM. But Naomi Barron, a professor at the American University in Washington, D.C., disagrees. She says that won't happen if teachers get kids to understand the difference between proper English and spoken English. In fact, IMing might make kids better students. Typing a computer note to friends improves writing skills. It also helps kids learn to type. They may get fast enough to break a speed typing record. Language has always changed, and it always will, Naomi Barron told TFK. It must change as the things we do and the things we encounter change. What a relief. Gotta go. Later. Steven Mintz, 13, likes IMing friends. I can talk to more people at once, he notes. Chatting online is also a good way to keep up with friends who live far away. Kids don't have to worry about running up the phone bill. Gabby Lewin, 12, of Dallas, Texas, says that she's on Instant Messenger almost every day. She adds that without it, there would be no way to communicate. Our parents are on the phone all the time.